Now, 14 people are still in custody after an aid ship bound for Gaza was seized by the Israeli Navy on Tuesday. Those people include former U.S. lawmaker Cynthia McKinney, a Nobel Peace Prize winner, and two Al Jazeera journalists. The Free Gaza Movement sent the ship loaded with humanitarian supplies from Cyprus in defiance of Israel's crippling two-year blockade. Israel says the boat was attempting to enter the Gaza Strip illegally, but the activists say they were captured in Palestinian waters. Israeli officials say the aid in the boat will be delivered to Gaza once it's checked, but no timetable has been given. Joining us on the line now from inside Tel Aviv's Ramla Givon High Security Prison is Marid Maguire. She's not only a peace activist, she's a Nobel Peace Prize winner for her work in Northern Ireland. Marid Maguire, we understand, obviously, you're currently in jail. What have you been charged with, and how long are the Israelis keeping you there for?
We have been charged with entering Israelis near the beach, and we have been here since Tuesday, and we have been issued with deportation orders, which have expired today.
There were some suggestions, weren't there not, that you could have voluntarily left the prison to return home, but some activists are staying there to make a point and gather media publicity. What's your response to that?
Well, we could have, we agreed as a group that we were kidnapped and we were brought here at point of gun from Gazan waters here into Israel, and that we have been abducted, and that we believe that the detention orders do not apply to us because we have been taken here against our will. So we said that as a group, we were abducted as a group. A lot of our equipment was taken away. We were physically abused, manhandled, and that we would not leave until everyone left, and we were happy that all our equipment had been returned. So we are happy that our five friends from Bahrain have left. We will not leave until the Al Jazeera people have gone. But we are, some of us are considering actually applying for an extension of detention in order to stay here and appeal this detention, because we refuse to be criminalized because we wanted to go to the aid of the people of Gaza.
Okay, I mean, Israel obviously has a different version of events. They say the boat was trying to enter the Gaza Strip illegally. But there are easier ways, though, to get aid through. I mean, you just have to use the Rafah crossing on the Egyptian border. I mean, why didn't you use that crossing, given that some aid trucks are being allowed there anyway?
Well, you see, I have a friend who's a medical doctor and was going in there on behalf of Malaysia Red Crescent to work inside Gaza, and she sat for 9 weeks on the Rafah border and was not allowed in. So it is a fallacy that people are being allowed in. Sometimes a few tourists are allowed in, but there are humanitarian workers. There are scientists who want to get in to see what is the result of the 22 days bombardment of Israel upon the Gazan people. What did they use there? What kind of bombs did they carry? They use. So these borders are not open, and there are lots of things that can't get in. We were carrying symbolic bags of cement and tools, and these are all prohibited. You are not allowed to bring things like that into Gaza.
Let me ask you a final question, Marid Maguire. I mean, how effective do you think your methods are in bringing real help and real support for the people of Gaza? I mean, if you keep getting arrested, that's not really helping the people of Gaza, is it?
Well, the people of Gaza know that we care about them and that we won't be silent against this continual collective punishment of the Israeli government upon the people of Gaza and indeed the people of Palestine, which is an ongoing ethnic policy of cleansing. We will not be silenced in the middle of international laws and human rights being abused by Israel. They know that, and I think many people around the world also know that this is wrong. There have been demonstrations all around the world on behalf supporting our action and supporting lift the siege of Gaza, because it's quite inhumane that the people of Gaza should be treated like this.
All right, Marid Maguire, we have to leave it there. Thank you very much indeed for talking to us.